Welcome. It's good to see everyone back who could be with us today through traveling and health concerns. Question 9. How many persons are there in the Godhead? The answer given. There are three persons in the Godhead: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one God, the same in essence, equal in power and glory. And again, for a brief exposition, I went to the confession itself on chapter 2, paragraph 3. In this divine and infinite being, there are three subsistences: the Father, the Word or Son, and Holy Spirit, of one substance, power, and eternity, each having the whole divine essence, yet the essence undivided. The Father is of none, neither begotten nor proceeding. The Son is eternally begotten of the Father, the Holy Spirit proceeding from the Father and the Son. All infinite, without beginning, therefore, but one God, who is not to be divided in nature and being, but distinguished by several peculiar relative properties and personal relations, which doctrine of the Trinity is the foundation of all of our communion with God and comfortable dependence on Him. Scripture proofs include one very familiar, I believe all of us are that know, Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I would venture to say this is the most common reference. John 15:26, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And from Galatians 4:4-6. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Because you are a son, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. There are some additional considerations I bring forth this morning. John 14:16-17. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. Also from John 14:26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all that I said to you. In Revelation 1:4-5, John to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are behind his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood. And finally, two references from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. For through him we have both our access in one spirit to the Father. And also in chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in the hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. It seems still there are many that doubt the Trinity. I think Scripture is beyond doubt, is fully confirmed in God's Word. Please join me in prayer. Father, I pray that you would strengthen our witness, guide our discipleship, that we'd be best able to honor and glorify you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.